Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to today's Monday, May 28, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I hope everyone had a safe and prosperous Memorial Day weekend. To those who courageously gave their lives and to those who bravely fight today, thank you. Thank you from all of us on the More Success Team. We honor all veterans as well as active service members. Again, thank you for your service and your sacrifice. Now, to kick off tonight's call, we have several associates that we want to recognize. First, let's go out to Tucson, Arizona, and to More Success Team Millionaire Club member, Mr. Ray Rios. Ray, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me well?
I can, Ray. Again, I appreciate you being on, but we appreciate your service, Mr. Rios.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your service as well, and to all the veterans, and also in honor of those fallen brothers and sisters. We honor them today, and we honor them every day that we're able to enjoy our freedom in this country. Well, thank you so much, Randy, for giving us an opportunity. As always, it's an honor to be on this call. It's an honor to be part of the More Success Team, part of our, literally our family. You know, we have the privilege of having a team member that's been with us for several years that caught some fire while he was at this last conference, and I'm so proud of the work he's doing and applying to the system. I'd like to introduce to the team, for those of you who have not met him, from Tucson, Arizona, Director, Mr. David and Whitney Behill. David, you're with us.
Yes, I am, sir.
Wonderful. Well, David, welcome to the call. Welcome to the call. And thank you. Go ahead and take it on.
Okay, Mr. Rios, I just wanted to share with the team that I've been in with the company for 9 years. I've been with Legal Shield for 9 years, and I've never really got my traction. However, with this last event that I went to, this last conference that we attended, it just relit the fire, so to speak, and I got back. I got to start focusing, and then I've discovered, well, I've been using the Prospect by Legal Shield on our back office, and that has just been a game changer for me because it allows me to keep track of all my contacts, and I can follow up with them in a timely order because I follow the activity log. So I'm extremely grateful for Legal Shield and Mr. Jeff Bell and all the processes that he's putting in place to help all of our associates further. Back to you, Mr. Rios.
Thank you, David. Thank you for the work that you and Whitney are doing. Very proud of having you on the team with us. Mr. Moore,
Thank you, sir.
All right. Appreciate you, Ray, and, of course, you, David, doing an outstanding job. Now let's go out to the state of Georgia and a $100,000 ring earner, Miss Lisa Streeter. Lisa, are you on the call? Okay, I don't know for sure if she got on yet, but she did have someone that she wanted to recognize, and that's a new senior director, soon to be executive director, and that's Miss Teraza Sanders. Miss Sanders, are you on?
I am.
Well, congratulations, Miss Sanders, for making your new level. Tell us just a little bit about you and what's going on with you and your team.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being allowing me to be on the call. My name is Teresa Sanders. I'm the newest senior director. I am on the team Dream Street team. I've been with the business for 4 years. I left the business about 4 years ago. I got really busy with my corporate job, and this past January, that corporate job ended. It terminated me. I hired myself back with Legal Shield. I called Mrs. Streeter up and let her know that I was ready to get working. And one thing she told me to do was to never drop my membership. And I never dropped my membership. I left back here about 3 or 4 years ago as a manager, came back as a manager, and within 60 days, I went from manager to senior director. So I was very proud of that. With the leadership of Lisa Streeter, I did everything she told me to do. I said what she said. I made phone calls like she told me to do. She led me fearlessly to where I am now, and I'm only just a few memberships for being ED. I never saw myself this far in the business. I believed in it. I knew it was successful, but I just didn't see it. I didn't know I could do it, and she made a believer out of me. I'm so happy to be a part of the team. I thank you for this opportunity, and I hope everyone know that I'm just getting started, and thank you for having me on the call. Back to you.
Well, Ms. Sanders, you did an outstanding job. We appreciate how hard you're working and your never quit attitude. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the newest senior director on our team. Now, let's go out to a $100,000 ring earner from New Braunfels, Texas, and that's Mr. Manley Wilson. Manley, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Manley, and again, we appreciate your service.
Well, Randy, thank you again for your service as well as being a Marine, and we appreciate all the veterans, like Mr. Rio said. So, again, it's my pleasure tonight to introduce a young couple right here in New Braunfels, Texas, Ms. Courtney and Chad Stutzman. She became an associate and leveled up within 10 days. I mean, she's definitely following the 10 core commitments and so proud of her to be a self-starter that she is. So, Courtney, if you're on the phone, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and what you see in Legal Shield as a future.
Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was a I started off, I was a teacher and a coach for 8 years, and then I got into sales, and I was in pharmaceutical sales for about 10 years. And I had a complication in one of my pregnancies, and so I had a 25-weeker, and my neonatologist looked at me and told me, you know, if you're going to give your son the best chance at life, you're going to have to quit your job. And so I gave up a very good job that I had, and I stayed home for 2 years. And thank the Lord, my son is healthy as a horse today. You'd never know. Nothing is wrong with him. but as I mean, I love sales. I love talking to people, especially stuff that I believe in. And when we ran into Manley down at our neighborhood pool, and he started talking to my husband, and I overheard it. And so I started asking him some questions, and we had just benefited from my husband has, Hyatt. It's a Hyatt service through his company. He's in a bio-oncology company, and we had just recently used it. And I just started talking to Manley, and I asked him, that was my first question, is how do I do that? How can I do that? And I was over at his house within 2 days and getting signed up, and I just honestly don't feel like this is a job coming from a corporate big pharma company. I don't feel like this is something I can do, and I can still be home with my kids. I can make it to all of their functions. And I feel very blessed to have met Manley and his wife, and, you know, been given this opportunity. So that's my story. And I look forward to having a great future with this company.
Well, Courtney, you're getting off to the right start, and congratulations on your first $180 bonus and leveling up, and we know great things are in store for you guys. And again, thanks for being on the team. Randy, we'll turn it back over to you.
All right, Manley, appreciate you. And, of course, Courtney, great job. We're looking forward to you to be on the team for many, many years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, over the next 5 weeks, we'll be getting back to the basics on the More Success Team call. Leading the way and hosting tonight's training call will be $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheber from Idaho. Damian, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Damian. We appreciate you. I know you're not in Idaho, but we appreciate you being on the call, and we're looking forward to all the training you're going to be giving to the team over the next few weeks.
Well, I'm super excited. Thank you so much. And, you know, again, you've already heard people say thank you for your service, but I just wanted to say, Randy, you know, my father, who served in the Navy, taught me that real soldiers were Marines. So, you know, I don't know why Jeremy didn't become a Marine, just didn't want to really get involved with, you know, real work or something like that. But thank you for your service at the very least. Listen, it was so exciting to me to be able to hear all that recognition. And, you know, David, congratulations to you. And Taraza, I hope I'm saying that your name right. Congratulations to you. And Courtney, congratulations to you as well. I got to tell you, I was at a Super Saturday last month in April in Salt Lake City, and Mark Riches talked about, you know, hey, there's a $15,000 bonus on the table for you, Courtney, right? It's not for me. It's not for Manley, and it's not for Mark Riches. It's not for Randy Moore, right? It's for new people who go on to become executive directors. But before you can make a $15,000 bonus, you got to make that $180 bonus. So that's a big deal and a big step in the right direction. Congratulations. That's awesome. I got to tell you, we're just so everyone knows, over the next 5 weeks, at the very least, I may have the privilege of sharing some training and along with my team over the next 5 weeks, but we're following that same format. If you've got recognition, make sure you let Mr. Randy Moore know ahead of time so that we can go out to you, and then I'll be turning the call back over to, you know, Mr. Randy Moore at the end. So if you've got questions or things like that, you know, make sure that you're texting Randy, especially for those of you that are execs or ring earners. Let him know. So real quick, I want to touch on one thing, and then we're going to talk about getting started right, because nothing happens in this business. You can go out and recruit a million people, but if we don't get them started right, then nothing, you're not really going to have a big business, right? It's never going to move away from you. It's never going to take on a life of its own. But here's the thing I want you to understand, because over the next 5 weeks, I have a certain way of doing things, but we're not going to talk about the way I do things. So that's not why hopefully you're on the call. Hopefully you'll hear some stories. Hopefully you'll hear some examples. But I want you to understand, if you are not yet an executive director, then what you should be doing is whatever your executive director is teaching you to do. Okay, that at its very core, at its very basic, that is where duplication occurs. Okay, and so we need to make sure, you know, a lot of times we'll go to a Super Saturday and we'll pick up a tip or, you know, but sometimes we think, you know, someone comes in and teaches us what they're doing, but it's not what we're doing with our exec. We need to be in lockstep with our exec, because here's the reality. Some of you may know the story. I'm not going to get into the story, but some of you may know the story about Dave Hall shaving my eyebrow off one day. This was years and years ago, 2009. And don't get me wrong, at the time, I was only 6 months in the business, 8 months in the business, something like that. But here's what I understood. I needed Dave Hall, and he didn't need me at the time, right? And so I thought about taking revenge, but I didn't, because I needed Dave Hall. And the same thing's true. I, you know, the idea was, he was my upline exec. I needed my upline exec, and I needed to be in lockstep with my upline exec. Now, today, Dave Hall and I do the business completely different, right? Dave, you mentioned Dave Whitney, I think, right? You mentioned that, you know, Prospect by Legal Shield has been a huge blessing for you and your team as you've been getting going. Congratulations. Dave Hall would love you. I don't even have Prospect on my phone, right? I don't use it at all. I don't teach my team to use it. I mean, so, you know, two different, very, very different ways that we can go about doing the business, but we can both have success. So the idea is not to figure out what I'm doing and try and duplicate it. I'm here to talk about the basics and the foundations and some philosophies, right, and some attitudes. When it comes to the activity, for sure, you need to be in lockstep with your upline executive director. When you go executive director, if you want, you can change it. What you might find is you don't want to change it, right, because it got you to executive director. But once you go exec, then you can change it if you want to. Until then, it doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what the Super Saturday guest says. It doesn't matter what the guest speaker on a conference call, right? It doesn't matter. We're listening so we can maybe pick up a tip and refine what we're doing versus trying to implement something completely different or something new, okay? So I want you to understand that at the very basic. But here's the reality. I was just doing a Super Saturday out in Portland, Oregon, and you know, we were talking about this very thing, the thing we're going to be talking about tonight. I said, here's the deal. When you are getting someone started right, you've got to have a system, because the idea is it's not a one-time activity. Hopefully you're getting someone started right every, you know, every month, every week. You know, hopefully your team is getting someone started right every day. Wouldn't that be awesome, right? And so I simply said, I've got a system for getting someone started right. And then I said, you know, Sue Martinez, do you have a system for getting people started right? She said, yes, right? $100,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, Sue Martinez, has a system for getting someone started right. I said, Mr. Mike Bishop, do you have assist in getting someone started right? He said, absolutely. I said, great. So, again, there's another Millionaire Club member, another six-figure ring earner that has probably a different system than me and a different system than Sue. The important thing is that you have to have a system, okay? Now, whatever that system is, again, you should be in lockstep with your upline executive director, but whatever that system is, you need to make sure that you are following it. So let me give you an example of what I mean. I have a checklist, for lack of a better word, of certain steps that I do every time I get someone started writing. Every single time I try and shortcut it, I regret it. Every single time. I've never had it work out where, like, well, I skipped this step because I didn't think they really needed that step. And you know what? I found out they did. I thought because they had, you know, this sphere, you know, they had this great posture or this sphere of influence or, you know, these particular people, whatever it was. Anytime I tried to shortcut the shortcut, I regretted it, right? So whatever the system is, there's a reason it's been developed over time and tweaked. You know, whatever you're doing with your upline exec, it's been tweaked. It's been refined. There's a reason those are the steps. You need to make sure you're in lockstep because here's the deal. If you say to your exec, well, I can't seem to get anyone started. And they say, well, what did you do? You know, did you do A, B, C, D, E? However many steps it is, right? You need to be able to say, well, I did A, I did B, I didn't do C, but I didn't think it was that important. Whatever it is, right? But you need to be able to talk about the process because chances are, if we're not following the steps, therein lies the problem. Now, you could still do everything right, and it may not work out well. Okay. Maybe it was just the wrong person. That happens, too. You're going to recruit a lot of people, hopefully, and not everyone is going to work out. Just doesn't. You could do everything right, and it could still not work out. Okay. Now, what I want you to understand about getting someone started right, though, is this. You got to have a system. You need to follow it every time. On top of that, our goal in getting someone started right is to help them become independent associates because that's what Legal Shield calls us, right? Legal Shield corporate calls us independent associates. But the reality is when we first get started, we're dependent associates. Like if you just recruited me, I don't know anything except what you showed me. Whether you showed it to me via sit down or via, you know, a tool like Prospect or whether you took me out to a briefing, right? Whatever the deal is, I have only seen what you have shown me. That's it. Maybe I got really ambitious and tried to look up some information on my own. But the reality is, even if I did that, you know, the vast majority of the information still has come from you. So I'm very much a dependent associate, and we've got to get me to become an independent associate where I don't need you. And what does it mean to become an independent associate? Here's my definition. Someone who can be in Performance Club on their own. In other words, without help from you, or where I can be in Performance Club on my own without help from you. Like every month I'm in Performance Club, right? I've been in Performance Club for 112 months or something like that, 80 consecutive, right? I was in for 32, and then I missed one, and then I was in for the next 80, right? Dave Hall loves me because I'm never calling him saying, Dave, I need help. I got to get into Performance Club, right? He loves me because I'm an independent associate, and that's where we want our new people. That's why we got to get them started right. Now, I don't care what system you're using. I'm about to give you a couple of tips that if you'll employ them, they will change your business, okay? They're not going to change how you do the business, but they'll change the result that your business is getting, okay? So the very first tip is, and there, it's really one tip, just two different parts to it, okay? The first part is this, or the tip is this. We have to teach people, if we're going to help them become independent associates, okay, then we need to teach them how to add people to their list of names. Okay? Not that they had to make a list. That's not what I'm saying, because they had to make a list to get started right anyway. So whether you helped them with that or whether they just, you know, you told them to go make a list and they did, hopefully that was the case, right? Or whether you had to actually help them make the list, either way, everyone comes into the business with a list of names, okay? That's not what we're talking about. We need to teach them to add people to their list of names, because otherwise they're going to go through their list, or they're not, because either they're going to go through their list and then be done, or they're not going to go through their list because they're afraid to go through their list because they know they only have so many names on that list. Have you ever recruited someone who is kind of protective of their list of names? Like, if you can picture the visual of them having a list on a sheet of paper, but kind of hugging that sheet, right? Not because they didn't trust you, not because they didn't want to give it to you, not because they didn't want help with that list, but because they weren't sure if anyone on that list would be interested. And if they went through the list and no one was interested, then they wouldn't have a list of names anymore and they'd be out of business. And they understood that innately. Right? Innately, they understood that, oh my gosh, if I don't have a list, I'm out of business. So all of a sudden, they're hugging their list figuratively. Maybe literally, I don't know, but definitely figuratively, they're kind of hugging that list. Like, hey, I've got a list of names. Things are good. Right? And you're like, hey, listen, let's call that list names. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't call these. If I called the list, I wouldn't have a list anymore, Damien. You don't understand. It's better to have the list. Right? The only use that list has is to call it. But they're reticent because they don't know how to add people to their list. Now, I teach my team how to add people to their list two ways. We can talk about leads. We can talk about cold calling, cold contacting, whatever. Right? I don't do that. Okay? Everything I do, the newest person in my business could do. I got my six-figure ring doing the things the newest person could do. Okay? And the first way we get to add people to our list of names is through referrals. And the second way is through teaching them how to network. Okay? So the first way is through referrals. The second way is by teaching them how to network. And again, no matter how you and your upline exec are doing exposures, right, getting referrals would still be a good thing so that you can do more exposures. And networking would still be a good thing, so you can do more exposures, right, and get more referrals. So we're not talking about changing what you and your upline exec are doing. We're just talking about making sure that we're adding people to the list of names. That is part of getting someone started right, okay? And so, you know, referrals, relatively easy, right? Whatever you're doing, I do a lot of sit-downs. I do a sit-down, I ask for referrals. Maybe you text someone a video. Great. You follow up with them. If they're interested, great. Sign them up, right, as an associate. But if they only get the membership or if they're not interested, you need to make sure you're asking for referrals, okay? And it's that simple. You just ask for them, right? So if I'm talking to Manly Wilson and I shoot him a video and Manly's sharp, but, you know, maybe I just caught him on the wrong day, or he just didn't see the vision that day. Maybe he doesn't like me. I don't know. but hopefully if it's just, you know, a matter of not that he doesn't like me, but it's just that, you know, I caught him at a bad moment because timing is everything, right? If I caught him at a bad moment, it was the wrong time. But I said, and he said, you know what, Damien, I could see where maybe I'd be interested in the future, but right now is not a good time for me. Okay. Hey, Manly, great. I appreciate that. Thank you for the feedback. And let me just ask you one more question before I let you go. Even if I might be having that conversation over the phone. I might be having it in person. I might be texting that conversation. If you guys are texters, I'm not a big texter, but if you guys are texters, you might be texting that conversation. Hey, thanks for taking a look, you know, and thanks for the feedback. One more quick question. I know it's a bad time, you know, it's bad timing for you right now, but do you know anyone that could use the service right now? Right? And listen, he may not know anyone, but if I'm asking, the more I ask, the more likely I am to get a referral. And by the way, Grant Cardone, right, Be Obsessed or Be Average, talks about the second, and now I can't remember the term he uses, but basically the second close or the second push, whatever that he uses a different term. But the idea is they've already told you no once. Asking a question, now I'm asking for the referral. They already told me no on the membership, now I'm asking for the referral. They're less likely to tell me no twice. It's hard for someone to tell you no twice. So there's a good chance you're going to get a referral. I get referrals most of the time. Even people who tell me no give me referrals. All right? And part of it is because I just ask, and it's hard for someone to say no twice. Now, the second way is through networking, and I want you to hear a story. I've got Victor Seguinal on the phone with me. He's a director on my team. Just hit director just a couple of months ago. Congratulations. I don't know if we announced that on the call or not when it happened, but congratulations, Victor, for qualifying as at the top permanent position in our company, right, and doing it in at a pretty quick pace. So Victor's been in Performance Club, and when he first got started, I got a phone call from Terry Green on my team. Some of you have heard me mention her name. Terry Green said, hey, you know, I had an ED on my team that had put someone on Terry's team and then kind of disappeared, and Terry worked with that person named Scott, and then Scott led us to Victor. So Terry said, hey, I've got Victor Seguinal. We're doing a game plan interview. Would you mind being on the phone for a few minutes? I said, sure. Right? She gets me on the phone. Victor was very excited. And I said, hey, listen, but he's down in the middle of nowhere, an hour on the border of New Mexico, right? And so it's the town right outside of Holloman Air Force Base, for those of you in the, with military backgrounds. So he's in the middle of nowhere in southern New Mexico. And I said to him, I knew, right? I knew that he was going to need some help. And I said, listen, if you can go manager, right, 15 sales between him and an organization, if you can go manager, then I will come back. Can you hear me? All right. I'm assuming you can hear me.
I can hear you. You have an echo.
Okay. Sounds like Randy cleaned it up. All right, cool deal. So I said, if you go manager, I'll come down and I'll spend a week with you. And he didn't quite hit manager, but he was definitely on his way. I think he was at, you know, 12 sales or something like that. And I said, all right, well, I'm coming down. And I drove down to New Mexico, 17, 18 hours, whatever it is, 20 hours. And I'm going to let Victor tell you the story from there. So, Mr. Seguinal, are you there?
Absolutely. I'm here, Mr. Schieber.
All right. The time is yours.
All right. Well, I was fairly new to the business. This is in 2016. I think it was right at about 12 or 13 memberships that I'd written, and Mr. Schieber had agreed to come down and help me out. And now, I was really excited to get going, but I, being so new to the business, I didn't know very much about how to add names to my list or how to not run out of names, so to speak. So day one of Mr. Schieber arriving, he pulls out his phone. He's already got a list of listed dates and times, and he just verifies with me and says, hey, are you free on this date, this date, this date, and this date? I said, sure. And he's like, great, well, we're going to go to these different events. So day one of Mr. Schieber arriving here in New Mexico, it was hit the ground running and a crash course in networking, something that I'd never done before, never fathomed, never really had a need to. But in those next couple of days, Mr. Schieber was able to show me the ropes on how to do networking and basically how to keep adding names to my list. So I didn't run out of steam, and I've been able to keep going. You know, ever since then, I've been able to find different networking events on my own, and I've been able to help people that I get started right to be able to network and you know, keep the chain going. So that's just a little bit of the story from when Mr. Schieber came down to New Mexico to help me out.
There you go. And here's, thank you so much, Mr. Seguinal. here's the reality. I showed up with the idea that if I'm going to put any time into anyone in the middle of nowhere, okay, then it would be a waste of time if I didn't show them how to add people to their list of names, right? I didn't drive 20 hours to spend a week and get a few memberships, and that was it, right? We had to make sure that Victor was going to be able to do that. I was going to do a bunch of sit-downs. I knew that already, so I was going to show them how to get referrals when we did the sit-downs. But I pulled up 5 networking events, one for each day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I said, hey, we're going to do everything around these networking events. I'm here to do whatever you need me to, but we're going to do it around these networking events. I went with him to Monday, Tuesday. I can't remember if I went with you to Wednesdays or not. But by the time Thursday rolled around, and it was a morning event to boot, I said, hey, are you feeling pretty comfortable with this? Good. Then you're going to go to that one on your own. I'm going to sleep in. Right? And he went to the one on Thursday. He went to the one on Friday. And as he said, he's been going to networking events ever since. Some of them were, you know, he joined the Chamber of Commerce. You know, there were other networking groups that became regular parts of his calendar. There were some that were just once in a while or some that he didn't go back to and he went to others. But when I left, he knew how to be able to go out and utilize networking functions. And that was huge because Mr. Seguinot has been in Performance Club every month that he was allowed to. There was a couple of months spent where Mr. Seguinot's active duty military is retiring this year, but his commanding officer ordered him not to be doing legal shield until they got some things worked out. And then his commanding officer understood what it was, and he's like, okay, you can do that again. Right? But other than when his commanding officer ordered him not to be legal field, he's been in Performance Club every single month. But that wouldn't have happened if we hadn't taught him how to get referrals and how to network and how to add people to his list of names. So here's the reality. I know it's Memorial Day. Congratulations, by the way, to everyone on the call for being on the call, taking your business serious enough to make that commitment, to honor that commitment of being on the call tonight. I'm grateful, though, that the More Success team records the call. If you've got people that weren't on the call, you know, Jason Rammelsberg at some point this week, I'm sure we'll get it up on the More Success team website. And, you know, let's teach our people how to teach other people so that we can grow big teams and have success. And with that, Mr. Moore, I know our time is up, but if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer any, but I'll turn the time back over to you.
Well, Damon, you did an outstanding job. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfect.
All right. Yeah, we are just a little bit over on our time, but you did an outstanding job. We appreciate you being here, spending your time on Memorial Day weekend. In fact, we appreciate everyone that took time out this holiday weekend to spend time on this call. And if you are interested, which I know you are because you're on the call, of building your team, being more successful than you've ever been before, then you need to get on these training calls. So I want to encourage you over the next few weeks, make sure you attend each and every one of those. Every Monday night we have this call, and the first Monday night of every month we do actually 2 calls, a B2B conference call, 1 hour prior to this call. So, again, Damien, great job, Mr. Schieber. You did a great job. I'm looking forward to hearing you over the next several weeks. And we'll go ahead and end the call by saying, just like Mr. Moore always did, let's keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything will turn out just fine. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Good night.